From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Some 20,000 Christians from Jordan and neighboring countries gathered in Amman's main sports stadium today to hear Pope Benedict XVI, the pontiff, address the needs of his followers in a region facing a continuing Christian exodus. This is the first leg of the Pope's Mideast bridge-building journey in a region of conflict and mistrust. Tomorrow, he leaves for Israel and the Palestinian territories. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports from the press center in Amman.
The Pope entered the stadium seated in his traditional Pope-mobile and was greeted by the large group of Catholic faithful, singing songs in Arabic and chanting his name in Italian. Catholics from Lebanon and Syria waving their national flags came to listen to the Pope. There are 160,000 Christians in the Middle East, and the region is facing an ongoing Christian exodus. The Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, Archbishop Fuad Tual, told the Pope that Jordan has become a safe haven.
In the aftermath of the American invasion of Iraq, more than 1 million Iraqis took refuge in Jordan. Almost 40,000 of them are Christians. We know, Holy Father, how much this issue of the world refugee concerns you personally.
In his homily, Benedict said this Catholic community is deeply touched by the difficulties and uncertainties which affect all people of the Middle East.
May the courage of Christ, our shepherd, inspire and sustain you daily in your efforts to bear witness to the Christian faith and to maintain the Church's presence in the changing social fabric of these ancient lands.
The Mass was one of the last events of the Pope's Jordan itinerary. Most of the nearly 3 days he spent here focused on relations with Muslims, a reflection of the Vatican's increased concern for a dialogue with Islam. Tomorrow, Benedict leaves for Jerusalem, and already yesterday, during the visit to Mount Nebo, which the Bible says is where Moses first saw the Promised Land, Benedict spoke of what he called an inseparable bond between Christians and Jews.
May our encounter today inspire in us a renewed love for the canon of sacred scripture and the desire to overcome all obstacles to the reconciliation of Christians and Jews.
Compared to his predecessor, John Paul II, the trailblazer of Catholic-Jewish relations, the German-born Benedict will arrive in Israel with some heavy baggage. As a youngster, he served in the Hitler Youth Movement, and this year he stirred an uproar by rehabilitating a traditionalist bishop who denies the Holocaust. Following a storm of protest, Benedict forcefully condemned anti-Semitism. But many Jews are still angry that he favors making the wartime Pope Pius XII a saint. Pius is widely accused of failing to speak out during and after the Holocaust. The controversy could crop up again when Benedict visits the Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial in Jerusalem tomorrow. He'll visit the memorial, but not the museum, where there's a plaque that's very critical of Pius XII. Sylvie Poggioli, NPR News, Amman.